In the US, rates of violent crime have increased in the last 2 years. But it's a different story in New York, where the city's on track to reach its lowest homicide rate in decades. And it's also seen a reduction in other major crimes, including assault, car theft and manslaughter. So why have authorities in New York had so much success reducing crime, while other US cities like Baltimore are seeing such high homicide rates? To discuss the trends and what's been happening in the city, our reporter Sarah Seggi spoke to Joseph Giacalone, a retired NYPD detective sergeant who's now based at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in Manhattan.
We have an unbelievable trend going on now here in homicides in New York City. We're going to have the lowest amount of homicides probably since the 1950s or 60s, which is quite incredible when you think about it. In 1993, we had nearly 2,300 homicides, so we're going to have less than 300 this year, which is truly amazing. I mean, when you think about a city that has nearly 9 million people in it, to have less than 300 homicides is pretty amazing.
Is it clear what has led to the crime rate falling? Is there anything in particular the city is doing?
Well, it's a combination of things. It's not just one thing. I mean, if we want to look at economics, many of the cities, the towns that we've had in New York City, because people don't realize that New York City is actually made up of five counties. It's just not New York City, Manhattan. It's the Bronx, it's Queens, it's Staten Island, it's Brooklyn. So that encompasses all of New York City. And we've had many of those towns, which they call regentrification, going on, where people have moved in. People have, you know, put up shops and put up new housing and they've actually regentrified some of the poor neighborhoods that we've had going back in the 1990s. And it's good and bad on certain levels, because a lot of the poor people get displaced. And then where do they go? You know, so it becomes a struggle. But many of those towns, like places like Washington Heights and East New York, have property value now that are sky high, where, you know, 20 years ago they used to lead the city in homicides. You know, so the economics plays a big part of it, but then the police department has a big role in this too, in regards to new technology, using social media as an investigative tool, being able to go out there and try to build these bridges back to the communities and gather intelligence from those communities and use it to help solve crimes. So these are all the different working parts that we see here in New York City. Like I said, you just can't put your finger on just one of them. I can tell you right now, politics isn't one of those things that drives crime low. It's the police department and being the tools that they have to use it.
Well, on politics, Mayor Bill de Blasio has had a police reform agenda. Do the falling crime rates validate that at all?
Well, he actually got elected off of pretty much an anti-cop, you know, stance. He kind of smoothed it over with the appointing of Commissioner Bill Bratton, you know, so that the cops would then, you know, understand that Bill Bratton was seen as the cop's cop type of police commissioner. So he tried to keep them in the loop. But you saw this, I'm sure you guys even heard about the cops turning their backs on him after a few of our officers, Lou and Ramos, were assassinated while sitting in their car. So there's always been this, kind of give and take with the current mayor.
What about in other cities in the U.S.? Are we seeing a similar trend with falling crime rates there as well?
Well, we have a couple of cities that are doing very poorly with that, namely Chicago and Baltimore. Baltimore is flirting with another record in homicides. I think they have nearly 335 or something. I think the record might be 350, I think. They're having a very terrible time in Baltimore. It's a lack of political leadership. It's a lack of police leadership. There's a lot of big problems that are going on down there. That's in my opinion, of course. And the same thing in Chicago. Chicago's seeing a huge spike in homicides and shootings over the last couple of years. And we've seen this happen in other cities. We have, in the United States, the last 2 years, homicide has actually been up 21% as per the FBI Uniform Crime Report. So the trend in homicide has been going up across the country, and it's about 35 or 40 cities that are driving that number. But New York City has been, you know, pretty much kept clear of that, and it's quite amazing. I sit and wonder sometimes about, you know, why things are really going the way they are, and I always tell people, just enjoy it. You know, let's not seek sometimes the reasons why for something. Let's enjoy it, the fact that we have less murder in New York City than just about any other major city like this in the world.
But do you think there are lessons in the New York City approach that these other cities with very high homicide rates can take?
Well, absolutely. But one of the things that you have is the political will to be able to stand behind the police, because when you're doing proactive policing, yeah, I saw it happen. I was on the police department. I got hired in 1992, and we were 1 year short of the high mark on homicide. So I saw this from the very bad days to now what we call the good days. So I saw proactive policing work. I saw how it did. When you look at places like Baltimore and Chicago, I mean, it looks like New York City in 1992. And that's the way I look at it. And look how far we've come in the last 25 years.
Retired NYPD Detective Sergeant Joseph Giacalone speaking to Sarah Seggi.